Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. God bless you. You can have your seat. We thank God for what he has done in our lives during the week. We thank God for the testimonies. There's power in the world. Whatever you want to be, tell it to God. I've always told my teenagers this. You know, when we are young, I will ask them, what do you want to be? She will say, I want to be a doctor. I will pray for her. Another one will say, I want to be a lawyer. I said, that is how it's going to be. And when the brother also started running around and started talking, started asking me, what do you want to be? Your sisters want to be doctors and lawyers. I said, okay, I want to be an engineer. We started praying, and that was all. Today, God did everything because there is power in the what? In the world. That is why as parents, we should never curse our children. Please, no matter what they do. Oluri rini won. Won ke so lori buruku. O be yin ni papa awa ya. Please, shall be well with us in the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
These are gifts from the Lord. They are gifts from the Lord. Added Jeremiah in the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
We thank God for those testimonies. Powerful testimonies. My sister said that pension was little. We thank God that they started paying it. That little pension, by the time you see it growing, because you are not spending it. Let it be there for 1 year, 2 years. You go to Nigeria, you discover that you are a thousandaire, even if you are not a millionaire. You know? My own, I left University of Lagos in 2004. You know, I was due for pension the following year from 45. Abi, is it not 45? Once you are 45. Yeah? A dime has not been paid. Initially, they said my file was lost. So we spent about 3 years searching for the file. When they got the file, they said, you have not done clearance. You know, another 3 years was used in doing clearance. Clearance is moving your file from one department to the other. They are telling you them you are not owing them anything. You are not owing the department money. You are not owing the library books. You are not owing any of the credit unions that are on campus. There are about 7 of them. You are not owing any of them money. You know, and they will not just use the mouth to say, they have to type a letter on their letterhead. You know what that means? So 3 years. So when I got there the last time now, after they were after the file, I said, okay. They now give me the final clearance. They now you have to apply for the pension. And they told me that the pension organization that is involved is owing so many people. They are indirectly telling me I shouldn't expect anything as fast as possible. An arrears of almost 15 years now. But I'm praying that I will be the one to collect it in the mighty name of Jesus. So just that they have started, they will not stop it in the mighty name of Jesus. The one they have stopped, they will resume paying in the name of Jesus. When God gives, that's the title of this passage. When God gives. John 3:16 is a very popular passage. John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believe in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. I remember this passage very well because it was the first passage that my son, when he was younger, memorized. And he doesn't know where it was in the Bible. He will just stand up in the morning, open anywhere in the Bible. So John 3:16, for God loves, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. You know? And then we say, let's see where you are reading. He said, don't worry. It's John 3:16. Proverbs 10:22. That's another one. Proverbs 10:22. Proverbs 10:22. The blessing of the Lord maketh rich, and he added no sorrow with it. Only the blessing of the Lord that makes rich and add no sorrow to it. Okay. No. As common as kind as they may be, gifts, when we talk about gifts, they are sometimes very controversial. We know that. Gifts can be very, very controversy. Maybe you've heard about Greek gifts. You know, I said, this gift that you have brought, I hope it is not a Greek gift. A Greek gift in English is when you are expecting something to be given to you back, like a bribe. Yorubani, edamisuaju. It's more or less like that. It's like a bribe. And parents, I remember when we were young, they always warn us about accepting gifts from people that we do not even know. So, if someone you are not familiar with is always giving gifts to your child, you know, you sometimes begin to think about the possible motive or motives behind the gifts. Your child starts bringing in gifts, parents will be worried. Where did you know this guy? Why is he giving you all these gifts? You know, and no one can blame you for that. Why? Because for ages, people have been known to misuse the innocence of gifts, using them for corrupt purposes. You use gifts to bribe, to buy loyalty, to trick people, unsuspecting receivers into big troubles, and so on and so forth. You know. And then you discover that earthly kingdom, organizations, bureaucracies, they have policies against gifts. They have policies. For example, with the City Colleges of Chicago that I teach, you don't accept gift from any student. The only gift a student can give you is a card of $5. Once that card is above $5, you must report it. A student gave me a gift to, it costs $6 something. You must officially report it. Otherwise, it's against the ethics of the profession. So you can't finish an exam and the student now brings you an envelope. That envelope will land you in trouble. I'm telling you. I also learned that even White House, you cannot, when you are occupying that office, any gift given to you by any head of state from another country, you don't take it when you are going home. Any gift. So when Obama and the wife went to Saudi Arabia at that time, they were given a lot of gold. You know, I was thinking in my heart, this woman has become a gold mayor. Because the gold was, you know, big and beautiful. Only to discover that later, when I read it, they cannot take it away when they leave that office. You must leave it behind. Any gift you are interested in taking away, if you occupy the White House, and I'm sure it's also the same thing in all these governors' lodges, they will assess it. They will know the price. Then you will pay the tax associated with it before you take it away. So nobody wants to do that. That is why anything given is left behind the White House and is taken to the National Archives as time goes on. Why? It's just to reduce the impact of corruption in gifts. Many corporate organizations have policies in places as to the types and values of gifts you could accept from people. In some organizations, in addition to staying within the limits set, you also need to declare the gifts. Like I told you, in my own place, any card more than $5, you must declare it. Otherwise, you'll be in trouble. When I was to join them, I remember I first initially did an interview. You know, and they said, no, they are not taking me. They wrote me a letter. I said, well, we got somebody else. Okay. I took it. I thanked God. I said, God will make a way for me somewhere else. But what happened? Not less than 3 months after, they were using their telephone to look for me all over the place. So one day I just picked the phone. I said, what is wrong with all these people that this phone, I don't even know where it's coming from. Later I saw City College. Said, you have said you don't take me now. Why are you bothering me? They said, yeah, we have a vacant post for you and we need somebody to urgently take over the courses. And they listed the courses, 5. I said, are you comfortable with any of these? I said, I'm comfortable with the entire 5 courses. Lo and behold, I went there, we completed the paperwork and I started working. You know. But what happened? It was a gift that put the full-time professor in trouble. And it was fired right away. Yeah. Understand, a student put maybe where $50 in an envelope for him. You know. I don't know how they discovered, but panel was set up between you, before you think about it. He was fired from the job. And we're now looking for somebody. And that was how I became a part of that organization. God will always make a way for you in the mighty name of Jesus. I want you to know that. So these rules are in place to reduce the possibility that anyone or any institution could come after you, that you know, or your employer or your employers, for having received gifts under questionable or suspecting circumstances. You know, they don't want anything like that. It is here, it is in Nigeria that you have to drop 10% before you get a contract. You do it here, you will lose the contract, you will lose your money, you go to jail as well. You know. So there are policies. But all these things that we are talking about, I'm happy to tell you that there is a giver whose gifts can never turn into sorrow. Amen? His name is Jesus. And it's that Jesus that I am telling you that he gives gifts of life, gifts of salvation. Those gifts can never turn to sorrow. In Proverbs 10, verse 32, the Bible says, the blessings of the Lord make us one rich, and he has no sorrow with it. We have read it before. So God is the only giver whose motives you should never doubt. Our God is the greatest gifts of all times. And that's why the Bible said in John 3:16 that we read, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have what? Everlasting life. God did not give us his son to bribe us into doing something. No. He saw us in our hopeless, sinful state and knew so well our inability to dig ourselves out of the mud of destruction. Psalm 40, verse 2, puts this in a very clear term. Psalm 40, verse 2. So he lifted up from the pit of destruction. He lifted me up from the pit of destruction, out of the miry clay. He set my feet upon a solid rock. God will set us upon a solid rock in the mighty name of Jesus. Jesus is the only way that gives you a gift and never added any sorrow. When I was young, you were reading this book of Dio Fagunwa. I don't know which one of them, you know. And a picture was there of one man who came to Satan, you know, and said, out of the wings that you have given me to fly, you know, I went on a mission. They beat hell out of me, something like that, you know. And only one wing was left. I could barely return. You know, he was trying to tell Satan what happened. As I said, okay, welcome. And as a child, I was expecting Satan will pamper him, thank him for what he has done, and give him better wings. No, in that book, Satan just added more sorrow to his life. Took the remaining wing away from him, and battered his head. And I was wondering, why should Satan do that? You know, that's not human. You know, as a child, you know, I was processing all those things. It is as I grew up and I came about this passage that I realized that anything Satan gives you, he will take back in multiple fold. It is only the blessing of the Lord that makes one rich, and he has no sorrow unto it. So without the gift of God, we will be all together, eternally doomed. So our God is great, and his gifts are liberating. The good news is he never stops giving. Romans 8:32 has to tell you that God never stops giving. He did not spare his only son, but gave him up for us all. How will he not also, along with him, graciously give us all things? For somebody who has given up his only son because of you and me, If you go to him, he will still give you more. The gift of God will never disappear in our lives in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. It is the gift of God that makes us to be alive today. Left to Satan. No, he doesn't want it. But the gift of God, the life that was given to us, because it is from God, that is why we are enjoying it. And the question this morning, have you given your life to Christ yet? That was the question our sister asked the workers' meeting this morning. Okay? Have you given your life? You might be a pastor, you might be a worker, you might be a minister, but have you given your life? I told a story that somebody sent to me on WhatsApp of a man, a pastor, who has 13,000 congregations within 3 years. He's the son of a pastor. His father pastored another church in Ibadan. And for 17, 20 years, the members were just 50. So the father came to him and said, oh boy, what are the magic? How have you been doing it? How come your anointing is so, He said, Baba, Jassy. Baba said, look, I want to jazz you. Please, tell me. After so much persuasion, he told the father how they buried 3 pregnant women on the altar. Now the question is, should the father report him? Should he just leave him? And a lot sort of, comments came from the social media. But because the man has a heart of flesh, he has to go and report to the police that this is what my son has told me. Now, I don't know the repercussion that eventually came out for that man. But there are so many ones that we have read about that you discover that they have this power, they have that power. There was one I read about that says, must sleep with virgin every month, maybe once every month. And the question is, where would the virgins be coming from? He said, don't worry, they'll be supplying them. When he became tired of the whole thing and he went back to the bishop that took him there, he said, it's too late, you can't go back. He eventually died a horrible death in an accident. Satan gave him money, but what, where is the end? That will not be your portion in the mighty name of Jesus. So if you have not given your life to Christ, the greatest gift ever given to man is waiting for you. The greatest gift ever given to man is the Son of God, according to John 3:16. That gift is waiting for you, just for the asking. And how do you do it? You confess your sins to him, ask for forgiveness, determine to follow him, and do his will going forward. And if you have given your life to him, then I congratulate you this morning. And I welcome you to the only zone where the gifts you receive can never be doubted for any motives. I don't know. It does not matter what your expectations are this week. Going forward, you are in for pleasant surprises in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Every gift that God has given you will last you forever in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. The gift of the fruit of the womb that God has given you, you know the days that you were born. You will never know the days of their death. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. And the Bible says a good man leaves inheritance for his children and his children's children. It's contrary to what the Yoruba says. That is why the word of God is very powerful. What was the thought of the Yoruba in that area? They tell you, that's what Yoruba says. But no, the Bible says no. A good man leaves inheritance for his children and his children. So you are able not only to take care of your children, but even your grandchildren. That type of gift is what we want. And God will grant unto each and every one of us in the mighty name of Jesus. Our grandchildren will not die while we are alive in the mighty name of Jesus. Let's arise this morning. Let's arise this morning. And begin to thank God. If you have given your life to Christ, just begin to thank him for that great gift that he has given unto you. It's a gift that can never be taken away from you. It's a gift that no sorrow can be added to. God has made you rich. and we add no sorrow unto it. Bless the name of the Lord for every gift that God has given you in your life. The gift of life, the gift of the fruit of the womb, the gift of a beautiful career. You have a test. A brother said, when they came, the daughter also testified, they have no car. Today, they can count 1, 2, 3. In fact, they have not started, though. I think there are about 4 children in that family. They have not started at all. Come and ask me. In our own house, our driveway is so full of cars, we don't have to split to another person's driveway. I gave one out just last week. One family that came into Rema Assembly. You know, I didn't even know another car would soon be available. I just said, okay, come and take this one. God added no sorrow to it. Ask God for that gift that has no sorrow. If you are childless and you went to a one Osha or one to go and ask for gifts of children, we know what happens to them later. But if you wait on the Lord and you ask the Lord to give you your own fruit of the womb, they are usually exceptional children. Look at Samuel. Look at John the Baptist. They are exceptional. Look at Samson. Pray this morning. That gift that God has ordained for you must come. Is it in the area of career? Is it in the area of your papers? God has brought you to this country. You must be legal. You must be legal. You must. It's a must. You must perfect your papers. No matter the government. Look, there was an incident like that in Egypt. And the Pharaoh arose and said, all these foreigners, I'm going to send them back. Unfortunately, those people don't have any country to go. So I'm going to send them back. Now, all their male children must be killed. The ones that are available, I'm going to be using them as slaves. Then Moses was born. What happened? That same Moses, that foreigner, grew up as a son, speaking Egyptian language with royal accent. So there's nothing God cannot do. The one president that is troubling us today, his wife is an immigrant. So don't worry yourself. All those people showing hate, his wife is speaking English language with accent today. His wife does not speak English with Obama's wife's accent. We all know that. So it's to tell you that God can do all things. He will do it for you. What is that gift you want? But that gift of salvation is more important. And so, our Father, we just want to bless you this morning. That you will release every gift that your children have sought from you. Every gift, Lord, you that released the gift unto your daughter when she was 12 and said, oh, when I grow up, I will buy this car. And you made it possible. You that released gifts into the life of that family that came into this country without nothing. But today, you have given that family 3 cars. You have just started with them. You have not even started. There was a time in our own family too. It was just auction. My children don't even want to hear the word auction anymore. It's going to come to your state like that too. In the mighty name of Jesus. All your cars shall be brand new. Amen. Yes, God can do it. You will pay salaries to workers in this society.
Amen.
Pray. Talk to God. You will stand before the congregation. You will tell them, me that I came to this country hopeless. Look at what God has done in my life. Because when God gives, he has no sorrow. We thank you, Lord, for the gift of life. We thank you, Lord, for the gift of life. Thank you for salvation.
It is in Jesus' mighty name we have prayed.